Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. On the homepage of kgov.com, kgov.com, you see the video that the Denver police have used to bring charges against Joe Scott, founder, co-founder of Pro-Life Colorado. Joe Scott, welcome back to Bob Inyart Live.
Thanks, Bob.
It's great to have you in studio, Joe. Yesterday, we played the audio from Denver Detective Marcus Chavez.
Yes, we did.
And today, we'd like to play it again, but only stop the tape and talk about it.
Okay.
All right? So you, though, have been giving a restraining order. You are not allowed to go to Planned Parenthood, the abortion mill in Denver.
Well, actually, it's very vague. I have to stay 100 feet away from Planned Parenthood. I don't know if it means from the door or from their property line. I don't know if it means just in Colorado or in the world.
Right.
It's very vague.
So 100 feet away from Planned Parenthood, let's assume their property line.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you're not there at the entryway of the driveway to talk to these women who are going in every day to kill their children.
That's right.
So we'll talk through, we'll play the audio from the detective, Chavez,
mm-hmm.
and then we should also ask if there's anyone in the audience who could come out to this abortion clinic. It's at 38th and Quebec in Denver near the old Stapleton Airport.
Right.
Hopefully, there will be someone who will come out one day a week to be there because you can't be there while this court case is proceeding.
I pray there is, yeah. We need people there to speak for those babies.
Yeah, kids are being killed, and the kids that have been saved. Now, this year, since January, what is it? Since January 22nd, the day that the infamous Roe v. Wade decision was handed down, how many babies have been saved so far this year from abortion?
20.
20 babies confirmed saves here in Denver. So now, how long since you've been to the Planned Parenthood abortion mill here in Denver?
On June 19th, I was given the restraining order and I haven't been back.
So it's 11 days.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So going on 2 weeks, and this is a heyday for the abortionist at Planned Parenthood because, well, they lose a lot of money when you're there. Now, there are other pro-lifers who go, but you're the pillar. You're the heart and soul of the protest line at the abortion clinic.
I'm the mom. I'm the mom that talks to the mothers. Hmm. I mean, it's a lot of men. Thank God for men who are willing to stand up on this issue.
Yeah.
But there aren't very many women that are going out on a regular basis.
Yeah. Women might think, well, this is too hard. This is too scary.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see one baby saved, it changes your whole life.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully somebody out there could call in 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Joe, hopefully somebody will call in. Now, would you train them?
Absolutely. I will do a thorough training with anyone that wants to go out. I just can't do it at the mill right now. I have to do it.
You have to be 100 feet away or maybe at a local restaurant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are restaurants all around the mill that are friendly to the pro-lifers.
Yes, there are.
Yeah. So, okay, so that'll work out. So let's now listen. We'll play this tape. We did it yesterday, only we played it uninterrupted.
Right.
So if you want to stop the tape, just ask our board operator here to stop the tape, and they will, and we'll go through it.
Okay.
All right? So this is Denver Detective Marcus Chavez. Came up to you. You didn't know he was coming, right?
No.
Came up to you. You're at the abortion clinic, and he came up, and we'll let him introduce the topic.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, the reason you're here?
Yeah, the reason I'm here, Ms. Scott, is about a month ago, I had I got a complaint on you for harassment.
Harassment?
Yeah, harassment of somebody attending or visiting the clinic for personal counseling purposes. And I've been investigating this case for some time now.
Stop the tape. All right, so someone has said you were they were going there for counseling, not right. for an abortion, mm-hmm. not for a chemical abortifacient, but for counseling.
Right.
And he'd been investigating this, Detective Marcus Chavez, since then.
Right.
About a month.
Right.
So had he contacted all the pro-lifers who were there that day? Because they're on the video.
No, no pro-lifer has ever been contacted.
Not before, during his month of investigation?
Not ever.
Not before, not since you were served, not since you've been in court.
Right.
So Detective Chavez is doing an investigation of a big crime.
Right.
And he doesn't talk to the witnesses who are there on the video.
Right.
And Joe, supposedly, now they said in court, he said harassed, they said you assaulted this woman.
Yes. They said I hit her and kicked her.
You hit her and you kicked her. Now, mm-hmm. on the video, people could watch the video. And there, thankfully, there's an expert at reading telemetry.
Yes.
And using computer software.
Mm-hmm.
He's come to your aid before. He's a government scientist. And he takes video like this, and he proves mathematically the distance between people in an image.
Right.
Or cars.
Rocks on Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And he's a pro. He's been doing this. He teaches this.
Yes, he does.
Right. And so, but you don't need to be an expert like that scientist who's available, Lord willing, like he's been in the past,
uh-huh.
for our pro-life battle. But you don't have to be an expert. You just look at the video and you see that you're not next to this woman. You're walking alongside of her to talk to her.
Right.
How far away would you say you are from her generally?
I don't know. Several feet away at all times.
Several feet away at all times. And Joe, there are other pro-lifers there, right, in the video?
Yeah, there are.
Now, if let's say you've been doing this 30 years. I've been at abortion clinics since the late 1980s. Let's say that a pro-abort took a swing at a pro-lifer. Or a pro-lifer took a swing at a pro-abort, let's say.
Right.
Now, I've seen a number of pro-aborts take a swing at pro-lifers.
So have I.
Yeah. I've not seen a pro-lifer take a swing at a pro-abort. But either way,
right.
I would say there'd be quite a reaction from the pro-lifers who are there.
There'd be an overwhelming reaction.
Yeah, they would all come immediately to the commotion.
Right.
Out of concern. I mean, if you went crazy and started beating somebody up, they'd say, Joe, what are you doing?
Right.
They'd pull out their cameras.
If
they'd
I was,
get their cell phone videos going.
That's exactly right. They're all trained to pull out their cameras if something's going on. And
right.
if I was shouting obscenities like they say I was, those people are all my close friends.
Right.
And they would not let me get away with that for one second. Nor would I let them.
Right, of course not. Nor would we. Joe, I'm your pastor.
Yes, you are.
Your husband, the elders of Denver Bible Church, would call you guys into the church and say, what's going on with Joe? She's shouting obscenity. She can't do that as an ambassador of Jesus Christ. So you weren't shouting obscenities. And the group, it's just they show no reaction whatsoever that would be seen if there was an assault.
Right.
Yeah.
None whatsoever. They're just all calm. But I noticed on that video, if you're watching it, it's not like in normal time. Did you notice
it's
that?
It's sped up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is the official. I mean, Planned Parenthood has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on security.
Mm-hmm.
They got video that's not true, it's sped up. What's with that? I'm not sure why that is, but you could watch the seconds tick off on the video, and they're ticking off faster than seconds in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of makes it look like you're moving quicker, almost like you're being a little bit aggressive. You're not just walking.
Right.
You're walking quickly.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a little trick of the playback speed of the video.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So could we continue now with Denver Detective Marcus Chavez says he's been investigating this for a month and he hadn't talked to any of the witnesses. He hadn't talked to you and he still hasn't talked to any of the witnesses other than the complainant And lo and behold, the vice president of Planned Parenthood just happened to be driving by at the exact second of the alleged attack.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's continue with the audio.
Do you remember Laura Brown, contacting Laura Brown when you walked with her up to this?
No, I wouldn't know her name.
Oh, okay. Do you remember walking with that young lady from down the street here? We have it on video where you're walking down the street in the middle of the street and then onto the sidewalk with her to this corner here.
Okay, can we stop that for a second? Okay, now, Joe, the video, I'm watching the video as the show is going on. And so explain to the audience, those who don't have access to the internet, if you do, you go to kgov.com. On today's show, it's right on the homepage right now. Just click play on the video and you'll see it play. It's only a minute long.
Right.
But so this woman comes walking down the street in the video, and he said you were walking with her on the sidewalk.
Right there, he said I was walking with her in the middle of the street, which isn't really the middle of the street even. And I
Right, you're just off the curb.
Right, and I never...
And she comes down walking in the middle of the street, and then she's walking closer and closer to the curb,
right,
and also closer and closer to you.
Right.
So you walk out to greet her, to speak to her,
mm-hmm,
but she definitely walks right toward you.
Right.
And then you guys continue walking down the street. And she goes onto the sidewalk. She walks in front of you onto the sidewalk, and you never go on the sidewalk.
No.
And she's on the sidewalk. She's not right on the curb. She's well into the sidewalk near the fence.
Right.
And you don't even go up on the sidewalk to be near her.
I know. You know, to do what they say I've done in that video, I would have to be an orangutan.
You would.
Yeah.
You would need, you'd need 6 foot long arms.
Right.
And you'd have to move as fast as Spider-Man so the video doesn't catch you.
No, that's true.
But then again, the video is not true time. So maybe they cut out the frame where you slugged her.
Oh, maybe. I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it too. Okay. All right. So let's continue. So he said, could we rewind it just like 5 seconds, 10 seconds and play it? Because I want to hear what he said, that you guys were in the middle of the street and then...
to this corner here.
Rewind it again. Rewind it just another 5 seconds, and that's okay. The audience is interested, just like
we are. Remember walking with that young lady from down the street here? We have it on video where you're walking down the street in the middle of the street and then onto the sidewalk with her.
So stop the tape. Stop the tape. So first of all, you didn't walk from down the street with her, and you weren't in the middle of the street. She was in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm.
She walked toward you, and he said that then you walked with her on the sidewalk. You didn't do that either.
No, I didn't.
So he's been studying this case for a month.
And he doesn't have it down.
Not any part of it down.
No.
And Joe, there's so much. They think you are a male with brown hair from Pennsylvania who has drug charges.
I know, they do.
The Denver District Attorney's Office, it's like the Keystone Cops. And
sure,
it's got to be the Keystone Cops, because over 100 cases in Denver, pro-lifers have won against the Denver Keystone Cops, the Denver District Attorney's Office and the cops, when they want to use their power to intimidate Christians who are using their God-given right to free speech, then, hey, they're responsible for all the stupidity that they commit.
We won. They're lawyers, and we are not. And most of our cases have been won without lawyers.
Pro se. And they're attorneys. Joe, I had one case where I had three district attorneys against me. Three against me.
Why? Why did you warrant three?
I don't know.
You're a pro-lifer.
But
that's
I won.
Why. Yeah.
I won.
Amazing.
It is funny. They get angry. In fact, I was charged with unauthorized practice of law.
Really?
That was a long time ago.
That was
you don't
before me,
that.
Yeah.
I was charged with that unauthorized practice of law. I had three district attorneys against me, and I represented myself, and I won.
That is funny. That's really funny.
Now, I haven't won all my cases. I have the 6 months in jail to prove that.
Yeah, I know you do.
But okay. And in the Bible, a lot of people in the Bible ended up in jail.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Right.
You know, the wicked hate the righteous. They hate God and
truth
they go after the righteous.
Truth is hate to those who hate the truth.
Amen.
And Jesus said, if they hated me, they will hate you.
That's right.
Unless you side with them against him.
Yeah, unless you love them to death.
If you love them to hell.
To hell.
So that you won't tell them any truth that might make you uncomfortable. You're
right.
Going to hide it all so you could feel comfortable. So people around you go to hell with you with a smile on your face because you don't want to tell them that God does not want you to kill your child.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyway, so if you live the Christian life, there's a chance that you'll be persecuted. In fact, the Bible says that. He who lives godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And I'd say much of the church teaching is designed to be persecution averse, to make sure it doesn't happen, to comply with the world, to be as tolerant as their wickedness as you could possibly be so that they will like you, so that you don't have to be uncomfortable as they go to hell.
Right. But if you proclaim Christ and you stand on what he stands on, you will be persecuted. It's part of the job description.
Yeah.
It's not shocking.
Yeah. You don't want to be persecuted,
no.
But it's an occupational hazard.
Right.
All right. Let's continue with Detective Chavez.
A month ago, you said?
It was actually April 2nd.
Okay.
And I think the police were called at that time. Do you remember the police officer
coming
out and speaking
to you on
that day?
Jody, remember the police officers being called on April 2nd that you had just assaulted a woman?
No.
No.
I couldn't understand why he kept saying, you don't remember the police, because it was such a ridiculous question. I would remember if a cop came to me and said
you
assaulted somebody.
A woman. And the police who were there, you said on yesterday's show, one of the regulars. So
right.
There are regulars who go there often.
Right.
Right. We are on a first name basis with quite a few police officers, detectives, sergeants, captains.
Yeah. In fact, at the gay pride parade, one of the cops got out of the car and said, "Hi, Joe. How you doing? What are you up to?" You know?
Yeah. Do you remember the day I was sitting in a restaurant at La Loma's in Denver and Pat Schroeder, who's a former U.S. congresswoman, and a friend of hers came in for lunch. And so I called you, and you and your husband got there. We were out on a patio right next to the sidewalk. You guys were there with huge pictures of aborted children warning Pat Schroeder that she will stand before God for killing these children. She needs to repent. You guys were there within, I don't know, 8 minutes.
It was fast. We were close.
Yeah. And she got up from her seat. She shot up like a bullet, went into the kitchen, never came back.
Oh, she
never came to her food. That was it. But I was having lunch with a sheriff of one of the local counties.
Mm-hmm.
So he and I were at one table. And two tables over, there's Pat Schroeder.
Wow.
So anyway, we're friends. We've been in this for a long time. We're friends, acquaintances, enemies with quite a few law enforcement, even judges from other states, law partners of governors, federal judges have been in contact with us, supported us, donated to our efforts, given close to our children for 20 years.
Right. There are decent people on the police force and also on the bench.
Yeah.
They're hard to find.
They're hard to find.
But there are decent ones.
When the law is corrupt, it's very difficult to work in law enforcement.
It is.
So, all right. So it seems like he's having a hard time getting anything straight. So one of the regular cops said, no, he was wrong. We never came on that day.
Right. He said, no, he's mistaken.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay. The officer that came out here is going to be coming over here, so maybe he can refresh your memory. But Officer Scudder and the sergeant came out and spoke to you?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Mm-hmm.
Stop the tape. So this is after a month of investigation.
Yeah.
He doesn't know who was in the street, who, where anybody was, when, who came. He just doesn't know.
No. He wasn't investigating much. I just think
he didn't talk to any of the witnesses.
None.
But he's pro-life, and you have a right to shut your mouth and get out of here.
Right.
Thank you, Detective Marcus Chavez.
Thank
you. All right. The one, if there's one woman in Colorado that has saved the most lives, innocent lives, from being dismembered, from being killed violently, it's Joe Scott. And this guy who's supposedly sworn to protect, and this guy wants you to leave the abortion clinic so that these kids could be dismembered in peace and tranquility. And he has the nerve to say he's pro-life. He is a hypocrite. Denver Detective Marcus Chavez is a hypocrite.
It's turned my stomach when he said that, because
I knew pro-life.
Yeah, because I knew what he was doing.
Yeah, it'd be like a guard at Auschwitz say, "Hey, I don't support killing Jews." It would turn your stomach.
Right. I just need a paycheck.
And if he was in Germany, he would be a guard at Auschwitz. Marcus Chavez would be a guard at Auschwitz if he was in Germany. And if he was here 200 years ago and offered a job as a slave trader, he'd take the job.
Money.
All right. Counts. Let's go back to Mark.
Do you remember the contact with this woman at all? Or
no.
No?
Okay. Why?
Well, like I say, she filed a harassment complaint against you.
Because I talked to her?
Well, I think it went beyond that. Apparently, her allegation is that you touched her and put your arm,
that's
hand
a
on
lie.
Her.
Okay. I never touch anyone unless they want a hug. Like, if she wanted a hug, I would hug you, but I never touch anyone.
Well, just so you know, I'm a pro-lifer, and I'm on your side. I'm with you, you know. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate what you're doing.
Stop the tape. All right, he appreciates Joe.
What?
That what you're doing.
No, he doesn't.
But he says that, you have the right to leave them alone?
Yeah.
They're going into this place to kill their children.
I have the duty before God to warn them. Hmm. Not the right to leave them alone.
You have the right to be apathetic like he is and collect a paycheck and ignore the fact that kids are getting killed in his city.
Yeah.
Because the Denver police, abortion has turned them, they're not men. Men do what they can to stop the killing of innocent children. The Denver Police Department is no longer staffed with men.
They can't be men to be police because they have to follow rules and laws that are insane.
That kill children. All right, let's go back.
Is that when somebody makes an allegation, we have to investigate those complaints.
Well, you know who you're dealing with. People who are murderers and liars. And they're constantly...
Not everybody that comes here is in that category, Mrs. Scott.
But
not everybody that comes here is...
I said
that
you're dealing with murderers and liars.
Listen to me. Not everybody that comes here is here for that reason.
I realize
you understand?
That.
And this lady here felt like she was physically and verbally attacked, and she made a complaint against you.
I don't physically...
Well, I'm just telling you what the allegation
is. And never have. What I do is offer help because I love these women.
Yes, I understand. I realize what you're trying to do.
I want to help them and save their babies.
I realize that. But see, if you don't, you don't know.
If it's an allegation that I hurt someone or touch somebody or attack somebody, I know without a inkling of a doubt, without any doubt whatsoever, that that's a lie, because I wouldn't do it. It's not in my character. It's not what I do here. Mm-hmm. You don't hurt someone and then say, listen to me. That's mm-hmm. not why I'm here.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, here's the situation. You know, the allegation, whether it's true or untrue, we still have to look at them and investigate
that.
Them.
You
and
certainly can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what our job is.
Yeah.
Okay, so you understand what we're trying to do is trying to find out what the truth is in this matter.
You should have talked to me sooner so I would have some kind of recollection of what happened, because I see dozens of girls every day.
Okay.
So I wouldn't know.
And so your general policy is not to
ever
touch them, or
unless they want a hug or some, you know, unless I know that it's
What is your rule of thumb if somebody tells you, please leave me alone or don't talk to me?
I keep talking to them. Because it's still
don't you think
the
that's...
USA. I'm begging them for the life of a child.
Yeah, how do you know that?
How do I know it?
Yeah, how do you
it's
know?
What's when it? They
stop the tape, stop the tape. Joe, you had already said you knew that some people go there not for an abortion. You know that way better than he does. He hardly knows anything. And so we know some people go there because they're plumbers.
I know that people go there for all kinds of reasons, but we should never be supporting them for any reason, even a mailman. shouldn't walk into a place that kills kids without saying it's wrong.
Right, right. That's exactly right. And Will Duffy with the Collaborators Project succeeded in getting quite a few contractors to quit, to say, mm-hmm. we are not going to work at a place where they're going to kill children.
Right. When they knew what the building was being built for, they didn't want anything to do with it.
Right, exactly. And quite a few, in fact, it's on our DVD, Focus on the Strategy 3. Mm-hmm. Will Duffy, speaking to a crowd, goes through the list of all the contractors who said, I quit, I was lied to, I'm not going to work at an abortion clinic.
Oh, they lied? How surprising.
Yeah, how surprising. When you kill children, God said, thou shalt not murder. And when you kill children, then breaking the other commandments is, you know, pretty easy to do,
mm-hmm.
because you're already a murderer. Jesus, at the incarnation, when the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, he then was in her womb for 9 months. I mean, that's the implication of the New Testament, just like Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant when Mary came to visit her. And then Mary carried Jesus till she was full term. She delivers in Bethlehem. And that means Jesus started as a single cell embryo, just like we all do.
Right. No different.
So, yeah, you don't kill a child. So thank you, Joe Scott. God bless you.
God
and
bless you.
KGov.com is our website, KGov.
The book of Job tells of the testing of God's servant Job. Bob Enyart teaches through these scriptures in which we learn about Job's character, his friends and advisors, and what happens when God comes on the scene to set Job straight. This audio Bible study is available by calling 1-800-8-ENYART, or you can get the MP3 CD or the MP3 download at kgovstore.com.